I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
So, I am enjoying the Summer Olympics, and there was breaking news that happened that was colossal this morning. It was announced that gymnast Simone Biles is going to be withdrawing from the women's gymnastics team. And that's huge. That's huge.
And this is happening now.
Yes. It literally got announced like an hour ago.
Okay.
And at first they cited that it was for a medical issue.
Okay.
And it is a medical issue. But then I think one of her coaches confirmed that it was not for physical harm, and then they stopped there. So it was her mental health.
Okay.
That was the only thing that was there.
So she didn't sustain a physical injury.
Right. And then Russia, who for some reason is being listed as ROC, the Russian Olympic Committee, when you see them, I don't know why, but they won in the team qualifiers.
Okay.
And America didn't. And it was kind of because of Simone Biles. She like tried to do some sort of landing and she like took a massive step back.
Oh.
Like she kind of blew the whole thing. So
she was competing in that.
She was.
She hadn't stepped back yet.
So if you remember, like the women's gymnastics team, they're the ones that are heavily like a family. Like
okay.
So much so that like they're not even staying in the Olympic Village with all the other Olympic. Remember they got the hotel room?
I don't know any of that.
Oh, you didn't hear about this? So they were like, they wanted to make sure that they were, one, safe for COVID, but they also like really love each other.
Aww.
So they got a hotel room together and they're all staying together in like a hotel suite even with the other Olympians. So she and Simone Biles put a statement out on social media right after she for all intents and purposes, blew it. And it was talking about how, I can't find it right now, but it was like how she feels like she has the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And she's like, and it's taking a toll on me mentally.
Yes.
I mean, this is the greatest, arguably, one of the greatest gymnasts to ever live.
Yes.
And she's walking away from what she has said many times is the most important part, which is the team event. And she's doing it to save herself from mental health. And I love that, like, I mean, obviously I hate that she's going through this, but I love that, like, it's putting such a spotlight on the fact that, like, mental health is health.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I like that part of
it. Like, citing a medical issue. Yeah, it is a medical issue.
It is a medical issue. The thing that, like, concerns me because, you know, like you said, the fact that it's the team, they are so close to pull out means it does affect the whole team. Makes me very, very concerned for her because to me, this is an indication that it's really bad.
Yeah.
And that breaks my heart because, I mean, I just wonder if this isn't like adding to her mental health issues and anxiety and stress and everything. Because like, I know when I just call in sick, I feel stressed all day long because I feel like I'm letting you idiots down. Now, we aren't the Olympics, but
we're pretty close.
We're pretty close. Like, I'm very concerned for her. This makes me so worried for her, and it makes me feel like it must be pretty bad. But you know what? She probably was able to because the girls on the team love each other so much.
Of course.
They probably said, like, we got this.
I mean, I think that, like, I think the stories that come out of the Olympics are way better than the sport itself. Like, whenever I see, because I'm not huge into the Olympics. I do love them when they come out, like, and I get into it. But then, you know, it kind of peaks and then it goes. But, like, whenever I see a commercial where, like, somebody falls and, like, another Olympian helps that person up. always makes me cry.
Sure,
every single time. So, like, I think the fact that she's such a high-profile person and this is happening, I think that, like, I hope she gets the help she needs. I hope that it's not too much pressure for her, especially now. I hope this relieves some of the pressure. But I'm glad that this really will open up a conversation about mental health, pressure to perform, anxiety in general.
Yeah.
And it would be cool to see Simone Biles not just become an advocate and a role model for people who have aspirations in athletics, but also for mental health. It would be really cool to be like, I was the greatest at something, and I was on the verge of making history by winning gold again in this Olympics, and I walked away from it because I value my mental health so much.
Yes.
Because there's so many people that have the philosophy of, like, push it down, just barrel through it,
well,
just
that,
get through
that
it.
That comes from conditioning.
It does.
And that comes from shaming, and that comes from the being told you're letting other people down and that focusing on yourself is selfish or focusing on your mental health makes you weak or, like, all of that is BS.
Right. Totally. And that's why I hope that this makes a big difference in kind of setting a new standard for, like, you can't compete if you have a broken leg.
Right.
You can't compete if you have a broken brain.
You know, the interesting thing about this is I wonder if, I mean, even Simone Biles is coming out of kind of a COVID fog.
Oh, how could she not be?
You know?
How could she? They do nothing but train for 4 years,
right,
and then to have it all kicked down the road. How could you not? I did find her statement, by the way, finally, on social media. This is right after she kind of, like, blew it a little bit with that moment and Russia ended up winning. She posted on social media, "It wasn't an easy day or my best, but I got through it. I truly do feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders at times. I know I brush it off and make it seem like pressure doesn't affect me, but damn, sometimes it's hard." And then she wrote later in the comments, she said, "The Olympics are no joke." So, like, and that was before she made the decision to pull out. So, like, this is something that's, like, really weighing on her. But, I mean,
I hope people are kind to her.
Oh, they told that the outpouring of support for her is rampant on the internet right now, which is also awesome. So, anyway, that is the breaking news this morning.
I wonder
Olympics.
If we aren't going to see her going into some. I really predict that this is much, much worse than we think it is, and she's going to have to go into in treatment or something.
Well, she still is going to be competing individually as of right now.
Then why would she back out of the team part of it?
Because I'll bet it came from the, I feel like I'm letting other people down. And if you've got anxiety, that means more than letting yourself down.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if she still competes individually. And it'll be interesting to see if she does, how does she do? So, I don't know, but regardless,
I almost wish that she would just back out completely.
Yeah, but she's a competitor, so who knows?
Ugh.
Well, we all wish Simone Biles
absolutely
the best as she makes these incredibly hard decisions from the Olympics.
106.5 The End.